This is Wade Breath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 25 men and women who were involved in the Oregon refuge occupation pleaded not guilty in court. They now face up to 6 years in prison on charges that they impeded federal government employees from performing their duties and occupying the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in a 40-day standoff. Prosecutors in federal district court said they still intend to file more charges based on evidence compiled after the last occupation holdouts surrendered earlier this month. "They are just hanging spaghetti on our ears," said a spokesman from a political group called the Party of Pensioners of Russian Management, claim to have a pipeline of train car orders, using a Russian expression meaning playing people for fools. Because workers have been showing up at an idle plant for years, labor unrest increases with the government given the economic slowdown in that country. From 2010 to 2013, employment in the most prosperous neighborhoods in the United States jumped by more than a fifth, according to the Economic Innovation Group's analysis of Census Bureau data. But in bottom-ranked neighborhoods, the number of jobs fell sharply. 1 in 10 businesses closed down, all of which widened the inequality gap. In the nation's most distressed communities, the average house dates back to 1959, 30 years older than the typical structure in the wealthiest zip codes. Population growth is flat or falling, not rising as it is in wealthier areas. More than half of adults don't have a job, and nearly a quarter lack a high school diploma. The South is home to more than half of the 50.4 million Americans living in distressed zip codes. It's also the only region in which more people live in distressed locations than in prosperous ones. Austria, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, Macedonia, and Poland, largely in the Balkans, have agreed on actions to confront the wave of migrants coming from the Middle East in the absence of EU action. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.